Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 58, the verses 1 to 9. Isaiah chapter 58, the verses 1 to 9. It's a long passage, and I'm not going to read that to you. But my theme for reflection is a fast that breaks chains. A fast that breaks chains. A young boy once asked his mother why she always poured out the first cup of tea before serving the rest to the family. She smiled and explained, "The first cup washes away the dust, the bitterness, and the impurities, so what remains is pure and good." The boy thought for a moment and said, "Maybe our hearts need a first cup too." Isaiah 58, 1-9a is exactly that, a first cup, washing away empty rituals so that true worship can emerge. The people of Israel were fasting, praying, and seeking God's justice, yet they felt abandoned. They cried, "Why have we fasted and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it?" But God's response was cutting. Their fasting was performative, their piety was self-serving, and their worship was detached from justice. The people wanted divine blessings without a change of heart. They went through religious motions while exploiting workers, ignoring the poor, and turning their backs on the oppressed. They bowed their heads in prayer while turning away from those who hungered. God made it clear. This is not the fast he desires. The fast he chooses is one that loses the bonds of wickedness, lets the oppressed go free, and shares bread with the hungry. Many of us today fast for various reasons, some for spiritual renewal, some for discipline, and if we are honest, some simply for tradition. But Isaiah's words force us to ask, is my fasting an offering to God or just a hollow habit? Does my fasting bring life to others, or is it merely a personal sacrifice disconnected from love? I once met a woman who had decided to fast from coffee for Lent. But as she read Isaiah 58, she realized her fast had little to do with justice. She decided to do something radical. Instead of giving up coffee, she gave up the money she spent on it. Every day, what she would have spent on her latte went into an envelope, and by the end of Lent, she had gathered enough to buy a month's worth of groceries for a struggling single mother in her church. That was the moment her fast became meaningful. It was no longer about self-denial, but about love in action. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "Action springs not from thought, but from a readiness for responsibility." This is the kind of fasting God calls us to, a fasting that takes responsibility for the suffering around us. When we fast in a way that uplifts others and share our resources rather than abstain from them, our fasting becomes light in the darkness. Isaiah makes a powerful promise. "Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly." God does not desire sacrifice for its own sake. He desires transformation. And that transformation is not just personal, it is communal. When we pour ourselves out for the sake of the vulnerable, God says, "Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, 'Here I am.'" This is the invitation of Lent, not just to give something up, but to give ourselves away, to fast in a way that feeds the hungry, to pray in a way that moves us toward justice, to worship in a way that restores dignity to the forgotten. If we do this, our fasting will not be an empty ritual, but a fragrant offering pleasing to God. Two questions for reflection. Number one, how can my Lenten fast become a source of blessing for others rather than just a private spiritual discipline? Number two, who are the oppressed and forgotten in my community, and how can I actively participate in God's work of justice? Now, let me take this practical exercise for today. Identify a way to fast that directly benefits someone in need. If you are fasting from food, consider using that money to provide a meal for someone who is hungry. If you are fasting from entertainment, use that time to visit someone who is lonely. Let your fast be an act of love, not just an act of sacrifice. Lord of justice and mercy, forgive us when our worship is empty, when our fasting is selfish, when our prayers lack love. Open our eyes to the suffering around us. Let our fast break chains, let our prayers uplift the weary, and let our worship lead us into acts of justice. May we pour ourselves out for the sake of others, so that your light may shine in us. Amen.